Numbers chapter 31. Yahweh spoke to Moses and said, "Take vengeance on the Midianites for what they did to the people of Israel. After doing that, you will die and be gathered to your people." So Moses spoke to the people. He said, "Arm some of your men for war, so they may go against Midian and carry out Yahweh's vengeance on it. Every tribe throughout Israel must send 1,000 soldiers to war." So out of Israel's thousands of men, 1,000 from each tribe were provided from the clans of Israel, 12,000 men armed for war. Then Moses sent them to battle, 1,000 from every tribe, along with Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the priest, and with some articles from the holy place, and the trumpets in his possession for sounding signals. They fought against Midian as Yahweh had commanded Moses. They killed every man. They killed the kings of Midian with the rest of their dead, Evi, Rekem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, the 5 kings of Midian. They also killed Balaam, son of Beor, with the sword. The army of Israel took captive the women of Midian, their children, all their cattle, all their flocks, and all their goods. They took these as plunder. They burned all their cities where they lived and all their camps. They took all the plunder and prisoners, both people and animals. They brought the prisoners, the booty, and the spoil to Moses, to Eleazar the priest, and to the community of the people of Israel. They brought these to the camp in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan, near Jericho. Moses, Eleazar the priest, and all the leaders of the community went to meet them outside the camp. But Moses was angry with the officers of the army, the commanders of thousands, and the captains of hundreds who came from serving in the battle. Moses said to them, "Have you let all the women live? Look, these women caused the people of Israel, through Balaam's advice, to commit faithlessness against Yahweh in the matter of Peor, when the plague spread among Yahweh's community. Now then, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman who has known a man by lying with him. But keep alive for yourselves all the young girls who have not known a man by lying with him. All of you who have killed anyone or touched anyone who was killed must stay outside the camp for 7 days. On the 3rd day and the 7th day, you must purify yourselves and your captives. You must purify every garment and everything made of animal hide and goat's hair, and everything made of wood." Eleazar the priest said to the soldiers who had gone to war, "This is a decreed law that Yahweh has commanded Moses. The gold, silver, bronze, iron, tin, and lead, and everything that resists fire, you must put it through the fire, and it will become clean. You must then purify those things with the water of cleansing. Whatever cannot go through the fire, you must cleanse with that water. You must wash your clothes on the 7th day, and then you will become clean. Afterward, you may come into Israel's camp." Then Yahweh spoke to Moses and said, "You and Eleazar the priest and the heads of the community's ancestral clans are to count all the plundered things that were captured, both men and animals. Divide the plunder into 2 parts. Divide it between the soldiers who went out to battle and all the rest of the community. Then levy a tax to be given to me from the soldiers who went out to battle. This tax must be 1 out of every 500, whether persons, cattle, donkeys, sheep, or goats. Take this tax from their half, and give it to Eleazar the priest for a contribution to Yahweh. Also, from the people of Israel's half, you must take 1 out of every 50, from the persons, cattle, donkeys, and sheep, from all the animals. Give these to the Levites, who perform the duties of my tabernacle. So Moses and Eleazar the priest did as Yahweh had commanded Moses. Now the booty that remained of the spoil that the men of war had plundered was 675,000 sheep, 72,000 cattle, 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 women who had not known a man by lying with him. The half that was kept for the soldiers numbered 337,000 sheep. And the tax for Yahweh of the sheep was 675. The cattle were 36,000, from which the tax for Yahweh was 72. The donkeys were 30,500, from which the tax for Yahweh was 61. The persons were 16,000 women, from which the tax for Yahweh was 32. Moses took the tax that was to be a contribution presented to Yahweh. He gave it to Eleazar, the priest, as Yahweh commanded Moses. As for the people of Israel's half that Moses had taken from the soldiers who had gone to war, the community's half was 337,500 sheep, 36,000 oxen, 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 women. From the people of Israel's half, Moses took 1 out of every 50, both of people and animals. He gave them to the Levites, who performed the duties of Yahweh's tabernacle, as Yahweh had commanded him to do. Then the officers of the army, the commanders over thousands, and the captains over hundreds, came to Moses. They said to Moses, "Your servants have counted the soldiers who are under our command, and not one man is missing. We have brought Yahweh's offering, what each man found, articles of gold, armlets and bracelets, signet rings, earrings, and necklaces, to make atonement for ourselves before Yahweh." Moses and Eleazar, the priest, received from them the gold, all the articles of craftsmanship. All the gold of the contribution that they gave to Yahweh, the offerings for the commanders of thousands and from the captains of hundreds, weighed 16,750 shekels. Each soldier had taken plunder, each man for himself. Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from the commanders of thousands and captains of hundreds. They took it into the tent of meeting as a reminder of the people of Israel for Yahweh.